Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 25th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Hi, my name's Deborah Susan Foynes, and I am 49, and I live at Thruxton, outside Andover in Hampshire.
And how are you doing today?
Nervous, surprisingly nervous. I didn't expect to be, but I am. Only because I think I've got a few things to do on the plinth and I just want to make sure I get them all done so that people don't say afterwards, oh, I thought you were going to.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think I read about it in the paper before it was launched. Then I think I saw some of the launch details. I think it was July I applied. Yeah, I think I saw some of the launch details, and that's where I first became aware of it.
And what was it about the project that made you want to get involved?
I like the idea of being able to do what you want, and I just thought it was absolutely fantastic opportunity for ordinary people to be able to do it, because I have no real interest in modern art, although of course I'm aware of Anthony Gormley, and I liked his recent installation in London when the people were about, and I'm aware of the Southport installation, and of course everybody knows the Angel in the North, but I just thought, gosh, I'd get involved in that, whatever I did was going to be classed as art, which was quite bizarre.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
I'm going to base it around saying hello, because I felt like if I said hello to people by name, it meant that they were then in the installation and they would be recorded in perpetuity as part of the Anthony Gormley One Another, even if they didn't realise it, they were going to be, which I thought was a nice idea. And it was simple, because I work in a school and it had to be a simple concept, for it's a primary school, for the children to understand what we were doing, so they could all understand, even at a very basic level, saying hello to somebody. And then I had a couple of other ideas. A friend of mine was moaning at me a couple of weeks ago about how people in the village we live in would sell their houses with other estate agents and didn't even give him the opportunity to sell when he was the local estate agent. And I sort of thought, oh, right, okay, I shall use something to do with that. So I'm going to put a for sale sign on the plinth and give Charlie an hour to see what price he can get for the plinth for me. And I'm going to support two charities, Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, which I've had children from Belarus come to me since about the year 2000, and my sister, who's with me today, is a supporter of the Jennifer Trust. So those are the two charities I'll be supporting today.
So whereabouts are you from? You said you're from a village?
Thruxton, just outside Andover in Hampshire. Okay. Which is kind of halfway between Salisbury and Winchester, a bit north.
So where did you get the idea of selling the plinth from?
Standing on the plinth from?
Selling.
Oh, selling?
Yeah.
Just because Charlie was bemoaning the fact that how dare people he knew not give him the opportunity to sell their properties. And I thought, well, the plinth's mine for an hour, so I'll give him the opportunity to sell it. Which, of course, he won't. But I thought it was very funny. And then I suddenly thought, I wonder if Charlie will think it's funny. So I did ring him last night and tell him what I was going to do.
So could you expand a little bit about on your school that you work in?
I work in a little village called Mitchell Deaver, just south of Basingstoke, four classes, less than 100 children, and a very traditional, when you look at it from the road, Victorian building, but it's just had a £2 million extension put on the back of it, and it's a beautiful school, and it's very... it's just lovely school to work in. And I work with the year 1-2 children. I'm what's called a higher level teaching assistant, in I work with the teacher, I teach with the teacher's direction. So I have a lovely job, which I'm very happy doing.
So how, in terms of this project, how have you got the children involved?
I've got a lovely sheet up there, and all of the children in the school during the week have gone and put their hands in primary paint colours. So all of the children in the school have got their hand prints on the sheet that I'm going to drop from the plinth. And they've also done quite a simple banner, because we were pushed for time because of a number of factors in school this week, that says, "Hello from Mitchell Deaver School" as well. So they've done that. I'm not going to name the children individually. We had quite a lot of debate about whether we thought it was appropriate to name the children, but we felt that perhaps naming the children and linking them to school, sadly in this day and age, might be a step too far. So I'm going to name their classes and say something to them. I have got all the staff's names that I will name individually afterwards, but we'll just generalise, talk about the classes. Yeah.
So how long have you been working at the school for?
I've been working at the school. This is the beginning of my third year.
And how have you found it? Is this like your perfect? I mean, is this what you wanted to do?
I was in the army for 17 years and travelled all over the world. Pregnant with my daughter, didn't work for 5 years, and then I made a conscious decision: am I going to go back into a full-time career, or am I going to do something I want to do? And so since 2000 I've been working in schools, and this is the second school I've worked in. So I love my job, but it's not too demanding on my daughter's time, so I'm able to take her to school and bring her back from school every day.
So you worked in the army. Could you talk a little bit about your experiences?
Well, I was in the military police for 17 years and served and travelled all over the world, Hong Kong, Germany, Northern Ireland, England, adventure training in Belize. And just before I was 30, I walked to Everest Base Camp. And I think possibly one of my motivations for doing this was I'm 50 next year, and I thought, oh, I must do something again that's a bit different, because you get very, life can be a bit easy. So that was one of my motivations for doing this.
So when you say you travelled a lot, how long were the stints?
2 years in Hong Kong, 2 years in Germany. I served probably all told about 6 years in Northern Ireland, time in England. I was in Belize for a month scuba diving off the Keys, on the back of a research project for, I think it was Southampton University. And then I think 6 weeks walking to Everest Base Camp, because the army doesn't let you do it the easy way. You have to walk in from a long way out.
That's very, very not the army, isn't it? So what are your main interests?
Mine now? My daughter, my husband. I love to bake. I love my work at school. I do the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, which I love. And that keeps me quite busy. Having a 14-year-old keeps you quite busy. When you live in a village, you end up being a taxi service. So I spend a huge amount of time running back and forwards.
So you're the Children's Chernobyl...
Chernobyl's Children Lifeline.
Okay. How did you kind of get involved?
Many years ago, I saw a TV programme, actually, when I was in Northern Ireland, about a group in the south of Ireland who supported Chernobyl Children's Lifeline. And then when I came and we had our own house in Thruxton, we have enough room to host a child. And Alice was the right age. She was 5 when we first did it. And I thought, I'm going to have a go at this. So we had a child come from Belarus for a month. They didn't speak English. We didn't speak Russian, but we got by. And then a year or two later, I actually went to Belarus to see what the country was like, because obviously it very much still is an East German country. I remember going to East Berlin before the wall came down, and Belarus is very much like East Germany was before the wall came down. So, so that's how I got involved. I'd known about it for years, never been in the position, you know, having the house and the time to do it. And when I did, we had a go at it. We did it for about 6 years, hosting children. Now, because I work full-time, we don't host children. I do, in fact, do the CRB checks and that sort of thing for the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, and overnight hosting. If somebody's going to a party or that, I have them for a night.
So where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Coleraine in Northern Ireland. My parents are both from Belfast, but my dad was in the Air Force. So I didn't really grow up anywhere other than perhaps Singapore, Cyprus, Germany. I lived all over the world even before I joined the army.
How do you think that's shaped you as an individual?
Oh, it means probably I have a go at anything. I'm quite self-reliant. And I suppose an adventurous nature, probably, because, you know, I've seen lots and done lots. But I don't quite understand why I'm so nervous about getting on that cherry picker and going up there.
It's not that high. So your parents, do they both still live in Belfast?
No, my mother lives in Bangor outside Belfast. My dad died earlier this year. Sorry. It's okay.
So do you go back to Belfast?
Yes, we do. Yeah. It's very easy nowadays. Yeah, every couple of months.
And just to go back to your hour, have you got anybody with you today watching?
I have got my sister here, Diane, and her husband, Gary, my dear friend, Bay, from the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, and in fact, a chap called Alan, whose son, Joseph, is affected by the disease for which the Jennifer Trust supports, which is spinal muscular atrophy.
Do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
Only in that, yes, probably only in that it's I've sort of given myself a kick up the bum again and said, oh yes, yeah, don't get too comfortable with life.
And what exactly are you going to be taking up with you?
Today? Yeah. I've got some posters that I have handmade to go on the top for the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline because we couldn't find the banner. Bay is distraught. We couldn't find the banner to put up there. We've lent it to somebody and can't get it. The kids have done a nice, on a quilt, hand print painting. I've got my for sale sign for Charlie and I have a little banner for a company called Sparkle Box who supply wonderful free displays for schools and just a little thank you to them. I'm going to put their little display header on the plinth because I think they'll be able to use it then and I'm sure it'll give them a chuckle.
So what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My daughter's starting her GCSEs this year and Ron started a new job, but it's a very good job because it's with Marks and Spencer's and hoping that the summer's better next year than it was this year because it was thoroughly miserable.
Great, well thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, nothing really. Nothing deep and meaningful.